person I'm about to speak to knows exactly what that family's going through. Kate Carroll, who lost her husband, Stephen, who was a police officer, Stephen Carroll. Kate, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Kate, it must be very difficult for you this morning when you hear that someone has been targeted, most likely by dissident Republicans. They've been shot on their way to their chosen job. It must be very difficult for you this morning hearing news like this.
It certainly is, Frank. I mean, I have said a number of times about, you know, we all need police, we all need army. You know, there's no way that people can do without those forces in our countries. And it's terrible that a person cannot go out and do his job or her job without being targeted. You know, because you wear a uniform, I think is absolutely dreadful.
There will be a mom or a wife or children who will be spoken to now. Maybe they're at this very moment in time sitting with their pastor or their priest or an official who may be in some way associated with them, or their husband or son's employer. And they'll be sitting somewhere in a house having a conversation about the loss of a loved one who went out to work this morning. That must be an incredibly difficult conversation to have.
Well, it's something, Frank, that I always sort of knew that may happen. Didn't ever want it to happen, but you knew that it may happen just because of the wearing of a uniform. But I can assure you, the knock on that door, and whenever you see the people going to deliver you the news, it's devastating. I can't even imagine how those people are going to feel. But from my perspective, it was the worst news ever I had been given in my life. The pain, the heartache, the shock itself. You walk around in a daze. I didn't know what was happening to me. I couldn't believe it. Even to this very day, I still find it hard to believe that Steve is actually gone. You know, so my heart truly goes out to those people. May God bless them.
Have you ever stopped to think about those individuals who may have loaded the gun, who may have made the decision to go out and carry out an atrocity like this morning? Someone somewhere has made a decision to load that gun. Someone has planned it. Someone maybe has overseen the sending out of the gunman or gunmen. Have you any understanding what motivates people like that?
No, many times I have tried to get inside the head, or, you know, the thinking strategy behind someone planning and doing that. And honestly, Frank, I cannot do it. I just could not get inside the head of someone that wicked and bitter to lift a gun to plan the killing of another person, whether it be war or not. I just could not do it.
Could I ask you a personal question? If the bereaved family needed help over the next week or month or 6 months or whatever, would you be there to talk to them?
I most certainly would, yes. Nuala Kerr and I always conversed, and no matter who it is, they can come and talk to me. Not a problem.
Kate, our thoughts are with you this morning and with the likes of Nuala Kerr this morning as well. Thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Bye-bye.